gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I know that we like to be upbeat on the little show, but, you know, it's...
You're excused.
It's just, you know, I'm here dressed in black, and, you know, it's just the worst weekend of the entire year, as you know. And you cannot dispute me on that. You'll lose. You'll just lose.
Y'all, I will tell you this. I woke up this morning and I looked at the clock and I said, oh God, I've slept late. And then I said, why am I so tired? I was like, I'm physically exhausted, but I've slept all this time. And then I realized, oh, thank God it's daylight saving time.
Get ready now, here we go. It's Larry and Fatty stealing the show. They're funny, they're wild, they're gassy too. 2 decades strong with nothing to do. They talk about nothing but your laughter, you cry. Inappropriate humor, don't ask them why. Toots and giggles, the chaos will last. Welcome aboard the Little Fatty Cast. Two hosts, one mission, it's a blast. Celebrating 20 years of sass. Larry and Big Fatty make it fast. This is the Little Fatty Cast.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 9th of March, 2026. And the good Lord, it's been three months since my birthday. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVadria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who...
No, it hasn't.
It's been 3 months.
It's been 2 months.
Same difference. Mr. Larry H., I'm one of your hosts.
Bless his heart.
I know, you threw me. When I start with that, I can't stop. Y'all, I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Larry H. Vader. Noah, spell it for us.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, not too far off. V-A-D-E-R, you know, Larry H. Bacon.
It's just easier for you to change how you spell it
right,
than to get him to change how he says it.
Go, 1,000%. Y'all, I have not moved to South Dakota, but I've been invited. And joining me today is, y'all, he is the man in black. He dressed in black for the sad day, the day he hates. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Ooh, y'all, it's been 2 weeks since we had a little show. Welcome back. I hope everyone's here. I hope everyone's having
a great
time.
It's just been 1 week.
Well, no. Well, since they heard a show,
it's been 3 months since your birthday. It's been 2 weeks since the last show, even though it was 2 weeks. I mean,
Even though it was 2 weeks ago, because you were in Las Vegas last weekend.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's been 2 weeks, and I don't even remember. Was there a show the week before that, y'all? I don't even remember. Yes, you've been very busy. There was. Okay,
very busy.
Yeah, y'all. Since
and speaking of Las Vegas,
yes. What about it? That's the sound I hope to hear. Yeah, y'all, I'm off to Las Wages this week. Me and the Gimp back. Off to the Las Wages. Y'all, since we've last recorded, I had an appointment with the minimally invasive general surgeon. It's not at the Musk. Oh. It's not at the Music Hospital. It was at the Ropa St. Francis Bon Secours Cancer Center, nonetheless. So, boy, that was a whole lot of things I am not familiar with, all up in one, morning. And y'all, I got there, and I knew it was in the cancer center. The lady who called me to schedule the appointment later found out her name is Miss Izetta, and y'all, she reminds me so much of the new skull. It's shocking. She's very sweet, but she does not have any clue what she's talking about. Anyway, and y'all, I got there and, you know, I had the referral paperwork that they'd given me. And so I looked, I was like, now what doctor am I going to see? Y'all, it wasn't on the paperwork. And I was like, uh-oh, that's going to be a problem. Y'all walked in and said the name of the doctor that I thought it was. Y'all, there's no doctor there by that name. And I said, uh-oh. And he said, would you just go up to the 35th floor or whatever, and that's where all this stuff should be. And so, y'all, there's only one office up there. And I walked in. And I was like, I think I'm in the right place. And y'all, the very nice lady said, oh, Mr. Vader, welcome. We just need to get your account set up. And I said, oh, boy. And y'all, she started reading out information. I kid you not, that was last current in 1998.
Oh, right. Cutting edge.
It was, I think that was my freshman college dorm phone number. And I said, wait a second. And she said, yeah, you went to the emergency room, and I don't know, it might have been early 1999, that one of those two semesters, for strep throat, and that's the last time we've seen you. And I, y'all, without thinking, comes out of my mouth, well, I clearly thought I was going to MUSC. I guess I went to Roper St. Francis instead. Because, to say that Roper, before it was Roper St. Francis, and St. Francis was a different hospital here in town, and they merged together. To say that Roper did not have a good reputation might be an understatement. Now, that might just be a social thing here in the Charlestons, but either way, I would have never chosen to go to Roper, but I guess I did. No big deal. We got it all situated, and y'all, they took me right back, and then they said, Mr. Vader, you've got to get on the scale. And I said, I mean, I don't think I need to.
You got on, and the scale said, one at a time, please.
Right. And the nurse pointed at a sign she had taped to the wall that said, this isn't Planet Fitness, but we are a judgment-free zone. And I said, okay, fair enough. And so I looked at my weight on the scale, and it's not like I was surprised. I keep track of my weight. Y'all got back there, and it was nice to know that my bathroom scale is accurate. Got back there, and they did ask all the questions and things that they do. And she said, the doctor will be right in. And y'all, he came in, and he looked at me, and I looked at him, and he said, Larry? And I said, Bob? That's not really his name, but we'll call him Bob. And I said, I'm sorry. I thought I was seeing Dr. blah, blah, blah. He's like, there's no one here by that name. And I said, well, clearly when Miss Izetta called me, I was still asleep. So I misheard all that. And so, y'all, I know the doctor. Y'all, he lives here in the circle. Well, he lives over by Big Fatty in the circle. I had no idea that he was a doctor, and I don't know him. I just know that he and his wife go out for the beverage, no beverages sometimes, and used to hang out with the jar and I and things at the beverage, no beverage. Oh. So that was fine. Made me feel a little bit better. And y'all, he took a look at the back and said, yeah.
Oh, I thought you was going to say he took a look at my weight and said, ooh.
Yeah. Y'all, he did. He's like, we haven't seen you in a long time. And I said, I've been busy. Not
very busy.
Not patronizing places with the jar, but and the nip. So, he 5 minutes he was in there, and I had a lot of questions for him. And y'all, this little procedure, he's like, Larry, it's no big deal. He's like, I can tell you're stressed over it. And I was like, no. I have a horror trip planned, and I just need to know what the restrictions are going to be so that I know if I need to cancel it or not, so I can get my money back. If truth be, he's like, oh, he said, when is it? And I told him, and he said, you don't need to cancel it, but I don't think you're going to want to take your shirt off at a pool. And I said, oh yeah, at a pool, that's where. And he said, also, you're going to have stitches in your back. And based on where we're booked out for surgery, I think you're still going to have stitches when you go out there. To which I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, that was $400. And walked out of there and went to the coal mine and everything. Y'all still don't have a date for surgery. So I am quite glad that I canceled the horror event, because it's clear.
That was the same time that I was there, right?
Yeah. No, you were, when I was in the office, you were there.
Oh.
The horror event
was East. This upcoming trip this week?
No. I'm not finished with my very long story.
Okay,
y'all,
excuse me.
The horror event was the first weekend in April. I was going to be there Tuesday through Tuesday for the horror event. And y'all, I love this event. And not the event itself is poorly managed and piss poorly run, truth be told. But it's
just the ancient old man that
yes,
does it?
It's the ancient old man event, and that is what it is. But y'all, there's a lot of people there. I think there were 800 people there last year, and because of that, people kind of segregate into crowds of like-minded individuals. And y'all, and that's not a like elitist or a like the pretty well, the porn stars all hang out together, of course, but you know, it's just, you know, the real old people hang out with the real old people, and the little ones that like the really old people then can go and hi, and
hi,
then
Grandpa.
You know, they can share Starlight Mints or whatever. And then, but
butterscotch disc.
It's true, but y'all have made a lot of friends there, and so I'm very sad that I can't go see those friends. And originally I told my friend Scott from Saskatoon, I said, you know, maybe I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cancel. But if something changes and if that week it looks like I'll be fine, maybe I'll just pop out for the weekend. I won't be able to stay at the host motel, but I'll stay nearby and just walk over a few times because I want to see everyone. You know, these are people that I've gotten to know over the last few years.
Right.
I get to see them once a year. So I'm kind of FOMO a little bit, but either way, canceled it. And then the prescriptions were up and I said, you know what? The only way that I'm going to do anything between now and May, it looks like, and y'all haven't been anywhere other than one trip to the Dirty Myrtle, and that's to visit the Pulse
Ultra Club.
Since my birthday, which was 2 months ago today, as you hear this, that was the last thing I did. And so I said, you know, I'm going to need to get away. Ooh, a little gassy. And so,
you know, it's that use it or lose it.
Well, that's the other thing is y'all, because I had planned to be in the Lost Wages with Big Fatty, not with Big Fatty, but at the same time,
right,
as Big Fatty. Y'all, and then I'd planned to be at the horror event. Y'all, that was 9 days of vacation that all of a sudden I wasn't using anymore. And that's a good thing, but also I am not stupid. And Big Fatty was in this position at one point. Y'all, it's hard to use all the leave that
Sometimes
we earn. And I budget for it throughout the year. So I have different trips planned and different things. And I have a little buffer for the unexpected cruise or whatever.
Got to have a buff.
Well, or to see Buff. And I know that this year my IT conferences were canceled. So I usually extend a few days here and there on those things. And all those have been canceled this year for some reason. But yeah, either way, it matters not. And so, y'all, I was sitting at home and I said, I think I'm going to just go somewhere. And y'all, I really didn't want to go to the Lost Wages. I did, but that was not top of my list. I didn't want to fly all the way across the country. But y'all, I had miles and I looked and looked and looked. And the best thing I could come up with was either, you know, something like Bozeman, Montana, or Kalispell and Glacier, or something, you know, maybe Sioux Falls, South Dakota. But I couldn't make the times work or the hotel prices. And I was really considering Yellowstone and Bozeman and all that since it's warming up out there. But y'all, the hotels are, I mean, shockingly expensive. Like,
well, you know,
how much would you think a night at the Buffalo Lodge in Bozeman, no name brand, would cost? I mean, you would think, okay, it's expensive, maybe $175, right? No, like $400 a night.
Oh,
and
well, you know, those buffaloes are not cheap.
And I've stayed at that hotel when it was a different privately owned property. It's fine, but y'all, it's not luxury. Let's put it that way. So I think it was a Super 8 or a Best Western or Wyndham or something before it was this place. Matters not. So y'all, I ended up with the Lost Wages, and I was booking the flight, and it said Mr. Vader. Because y'all, do y'all do this? Do you book 2 one-way tickets instead of a round-trip ticket because you have commitment issues? I do.
I do not.
I do. I've also discovered that you have a higher percentage chance of being upgraded on a one-way rewards ticket. And I was going to use miles, and y'all, I was laying in bed. This is how I make all of my bad decisions. And y'all, it said, well, Mr. Vader, if you want to spend 5,000 more miles, we'll give you first class on the way out there. To which I said, I did not pay attention to the dates. And so ended up, I'm going to be there this Wednesday through next Tuesday. So there won't be a show next week. And y'all, that's, truth be told, that's longer than I'd like to be there. Love Lost Wages. Love it, as some of you know. As some of you hate, like Miss Bacon hates that I love it. But, y'all, I just, and by the way, her birthday was this past week. That's why I keep bringing her up, because we chatted quite a bit, and she offered for me to move into her guest room.
You know, she's having it wired.
I know. And so, y'all, I took that first class upgrade. Of course, it's through Newark, so it'll be a terrible, terrible flight, but 6 hours from Newark to the Lost Wages because of all the taxi time in Newark. But matters not. It's first class. I still get there in the daylight, so that's all I really care about. But y'all,
Didn't I hear that Newark had been redone or renovated or something? That it was. Nice now?
Yeah, it's not bad. So the terminal that was Continental's hub terminal that had been redone 20 plus years ago, yes, that one has been completely redone, and it is gorgeous. And then there's the other terminal, and it's not bad. The big issue with Newark is you probably fly into A and out of C, just because I'm on an express flight versus a mainline flight, and the mainline big planes fly out of C. I think it's C. It's the other terminal, the other other airline terminal. Well, y'all, they don't connect. You have to take a bus from one to the other. And so it's less than fun. But it's fine. That Newark itself is fine. I don't mind the airport. I just mind the extreme amount of taxiing, because there is a lot of time taxiing before takeoff and after landing. But then, y'all, it's a forever flight. So I still may change my flight. I looked this morning about changing to an evening flight, because y'all, I'm staying at the MGM Grand, and I know I shouldn't be bothered by that, but I'm not really excited about 6 nights there. It's not comfortable. Let's put it that way. Whereas the Tuscany, y'all, it's got a sofa and a place to put your feet up in the room.
Well,
and you know, if you're there for 6 nights, don't need to be out and about all the time.
If you're pumping, you really need to put your feet up.
That's true. But now, Big Fatty, we were talking the other day, because y'all, Big Fatty's had the technical issues.
Yes.
And we were talking, and I said something about the Fun Hog Ranch, and you said, well, we were there. Y'all, Big Fatty didn't talk about any of these shenanigans on his little show. None of them.
Did I would have sworn I mentioned we went to the hog.
I mean, unless you just mentioned it casually and kept going, and I didn't hear it, because y'all listen in the shower, so I sometimes can't hear the mumbles, but... I mean, if you've talked about it at any length, my understanding was the way I thought you left Friday night was you, after the show, y'all went and gambled a little bit at the motel that the show was in, and then that's where you left it. It was what I heard personally. So I didn't know that you'd gone over to the hog.
Yes, we went to the hog.
Yeah.
And that's where we met Brett.
Oh, see, I don't think you talked about any of this. And y'all... He couldn't remember his name, and then I said, are you talking about Brett? And he said, yes, and I said, well, he's new. It's ironic you can't remember his name. I don't know why I feel that way, but it's very ironic.
Brett,
I heard
not
you.
Vader.
I heard you, but I just still feel – but either way, y'all, Brett's a cutie pie. He's a little cutie pie.
And he likes the older men's, or at least he liked the Durwood's tonsils anyway.
What about the nips?
The nips tonsils were not stroked.
Thank goodness. Y'all, if those boobs at the Fun Hog could tell their story, you wouldn't want to hear
Although Brett did show us his junk and his butthole.
Oh, he knows better than that. Okay.
Yes, he does.
Yes, that could be a major gaming violation. They could lose an awful lot of money from that. So, so you enjoyed the hog, is what you're saying.
It was a quick glimpse.
Ah, what did you order at the hog?
I didn't order anything. I just sat there, and all of a sudden there was a giant glass of gin and tonic.
And by giant, you mean 20 ounces or so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's served in a real glass. So, you know, it's classy.
It is.
Mm-hmm. With K. But yeah. And how many of those did you have?
I just had one.
So seven.
That was.
Yeah. It's the equivalent
of
seven.
More than enough.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of seven drinks at any other bar. Got it. It is a glass of vodka or gin. It is.
Yes.
It is. I said 20 ounces, but you see this Yeti mug I have right here.
I do see it.
Bigger than that. Actually, similar to this size.
It's about that size.
Yeah, this is 16 or 18 ounces. So, y'all, they serve a very strong drink.
And if you go anytime other than like 7 p.m. to midnight, it's 2-for-1.
1 to 9 p.m. and 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's 2-for-1. Yes.
Yes.
I should have sent some free beverage. Actually, I had all the free beverage coupons that people give me that I don't drink the liquor there. I should have sent them with y'all. You could have just.
Yes, you should have.
Paid with the coupon. I still have all Chris's coupons from the shots.
Aww.
Y'all talk to him this week. His butthole's looking good too. It just popped. Hi, how are you? And I said, oh, I'm good. How's this, that, and the other going? And saw this, that, and the other. And you're looking like things are going well. Oh, yeah. Here's my butthole. And y'all, I don't think he meant to send it to me. I think that he was talking to two people at the same time. And I said, that's the side I wasn't expecting to see tonight, and y'all didn't get a reply until the next day.
I'm assuming there was no wet cleanup on aisle four or anything like that.
Maybe. I don't know what was going on, but y'all, he's well. If you're worried about Aunt Chris, I know not you, but the rest of the people. Now, Big Fatty, you had the Friday at Fatty's. Did Granny have to listen to all of you retell your trip?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure he loved that. Yes.
Oh, he did. He did. We all had guffaws aplenty.
Wow.
Most about the nip.
Well, right. And y'all, I truthfully didn't think that they were going to make it. And I texted Big Fatty the morning after they got there and said, are you alive, and did you make it? And he said, yes, I'm here in the Lost Wages. And I said, what about the nip? And he said, yes, he's here too. And I said, well, I lost that bet because I assumed there was no way that the gate agent would let him on a plane after sitting in an open bar for a couple of hours. But
well, anyway, yeah, they both made it.
they made it to the Lost Wages, and y'all, they went and saw, and I'm glad they saw the shows that they saw, but I was very jealous that they saw the absinthe, because I've been looking at that and I've been meaning to book it. So y'all, I booked it.
On the front row?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
Nope. I'm sitting off to the side. Cause I'm by myself. So, but Yep, sitting off to the side. I've heard it's...
We're on the front row off to the side.
Huh.
It's a circular stage.
Well, the seats that maybe they weren't available, but I was... Yeah, either way, I don't remember. Y'all, the new skull helped me pick my seats. Because I was like, what do you think about this? I've been wanting to see it. And she said, ooh, you would like that. And I said, yeah. So, book those.
You know, the hashtag for that show is pound shit show.
I do know that. And I was like, trademark, little fatty cast.
Vera Charles. Oh, okay.
No. But speaking of
shit shows.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. It's time to play the game where I'm trying not to sneeze because my car is covered in pollen. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day, and it's 88 degrees outside. And I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, and it was when I drove home a little while ago, and, of course, who they are, because you're never going to know. All right, Big Fatty, who? Give us some names.
All right, Will Gear.
Will Gear. Y'all.
G-E-E-R.
Y'all.
If that helps.
It does, because there are a couple. But y'all, Will Gear is alive, and you would best know him as the star of that, well, a lot of movies, but including that Pretty Woman and that, all sorts of movies. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Will Gear, dead as a doornail. Oh, he is an American actor, and he probably most famous for his portrayal of the grandfather on The Waltons.
Oof. Speaking of Vera Charles, all right, who else you got?
Carl Betz.
Ooh.
BETZ.
Well, right. Y'all, founder of the BETZ TV network, Carl Betz. And y'all, he's alive and wealthy because he sold it to the Warner.
Yeah. Yeah, Carl Betz, dead as a doornail. An American actor. He played the father on the Donna Reed show, Clutch the Pearls. You know. All right. How about Marty Ingalls?
Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, Marty Ingalls, founder of that Ingalls grocery store chain that we have here in the Southeast.
I can hear Chris from New Jersey from Tennessee yelling at you. Marty Ingalls, dead as a doornail. He was an American comedian, and he had like an Afro haircut. But I think he was Jewish, but I don't know that for sure. Bobby Fischer.
Ooh, Bobby Fischer. I think he's dead. Y'all, also an actor. Y'all, brother of that Carrie Fisher.
Oh. Bobby Fischer, dead as a doornail. He was an American chess player and was the world champion from 1972 to 1975. About that. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay, even though the music starts. Well,
then make it quick.
David Pogue.
David Pogue. Y'all, he is alive as far as I know. Now, he's a journalist.
David Pogue is indeed alive. He is a technology columnist and TV science presenter for the Jane Pauley Show. He was on this morning, in fact, over Sunday morning. He's written a book about the first 50 years of the Apple Snack Company.
Uh-huh.
And it comes out today as people are listening to this.
How about that?
Also his birthday. How about that, huh?
How about that? Y'all ordered a new M5 Max MacBook Pro on Thursday.
You didn't get the... What is the new cheap one?
The Neo. No, but I've suggested that the Hats get one of those because they need a replacement for an ancient MacBook Air. Yeah, because, you know.
I thought that was the end of it.
Well, so did I. because, y'all, the Hats, they don't do anything but surf the internet. So.
Speaking of that, how's your whole family?
That's all. They're splitting wood currently.
Of course they are, because, you know, we're moving into the coldest part of the year.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Except on the surface of the sun.
No, it's already 300 degrees there.
Mm-hmm. And